Chapter 18. Thomas stared at the spot where Minho had vanished. A sudden dislike for the guy swelled up inside him. Minho was a veteran in this place, a runner. Thomas was a newbie, just a few days in the glade, a few minutes in the maze. Yet, of the two of them, Minho had broken down and panicked, only to run off at the first sign of trouble. How could he leave me here? Thomas thought. How could he do that? The noises grew louder. The roar of engines interspersed with rolling, cranking sounds like chains hoisting machinery in an old, grimy factory. And then came the smell, something burning, oily. Thomas couldn't begin to guess what was in store for him. He'd seen a griever, but only a glimpse and through a dirty window. What would they do to him? How long would he last? Stop! He told himself. He had to quit wasting time waiting for them to come and end his life. He turned and faced Albi, still propped against the stone wall, now only a mound of shadow in the darkness. Kneeling on the ground, Thomas found Albi's neck, then searched for a pulse. Something there. He listened at his chest like Minho had done. Ba-bump, ba-bump, ba-bump. Still alive. Thomas rocked back and forth on his heels, then ran his arm across his forehead, wiping away the sweat. And at that moment, in the space of only a few seconds, he learned a lot about himself. About the Thomas that was before. He couldn't leave a friend to die. Even someone as cranky as Albi. He reached down and grabbed both of Albi's arms, then squatted into a sitting position and wrapped the arms around his neck from behind. He pulled the lifeless body onto his back and pushed with his legs, grunting with the effort. But it was too much. Thomas collapsed forward onto his face. Albi sprawled to the side with a loud flump. The frightening sounds of the grievers grew closer by the second, echoing off the stone walls of the maze. Thomas thought he could see bright flashes of light far away, bouncing off the night sky. He didn't want to meet the source of those lights, those sounds. Trying a new approach, he grabbed Albi's arms again and started dragging him along the ground. He couldn't believe how heavy the boy was, and it took only 10 feet or so for Thomas to realize that it just wasn't going to work. Where would he take him anyway? He pushed and pulled Albi back over to the crack that marked the entrance to the glade and propped him once more into a sitting position, leaning against the stone wall. Thomas sat back against it himself, panting from exertion, thinking. As he looked into the dark recesses of the maze, he searched his mind for a solution. He could hardly see anything, and he knew, despite what Minho had said, that it'd be stupid to run even if he could carry Albi. Not only was there the chance of getting lost, he could actually find himself running toward the grievers instead of away from them. He thought of the wall, the ivy. Minho hadn't explained, but he had made it sound as if climbing the walls was impossible. Still, a plan formed in his mind. It all depended on the unknown abilities of the grievers, but it was the best thing he could come up with. Thomas walked a few feet along the wall until he found a thick growth of ivy covering most of the stone. He reached down and grabbed one of the vines that went all the way to the ground and wrapped his hand around it. It felt thicker and more solid than he would have imagined, maybe a half inch in diameter. He pulled on it, and with the sound of thick paper ripping apart, the vine came unattached from the wall, more and more as Thomas stepped away from it. When he'd moved back 10 feet, he could no longer see the end of the vine way above. It disappeared in the darkness. But the trailing plant had yet to fall free, so Thomas knew it was still attached up there somewhere. Hesitant to try, Thomas steeled himself and pulled on the vine of ivy with all his strength. It held. He yanked on it again, then again, pulling and relaxing with both hands over and over. Then he lifted his feet and hung on to the vine. His body swung forward. The vine held. Quickly, Thomas grabbed other vines, ripping them away from the wall, creating a series of climbing ropes. He tested each one, and they all proved to be as strong as the first. Encouraged, he went back to Albi and dragged him over to the vines. A sharp crack echoed from within the maze, followed by the horrible sound of crumpling metal. Thomas, startled, swung around to look, his mind so concentrated on the vines that he'd momentarily shut out the Grievers. He searched all three directions of the maze. He couldn't see anything coming, but the sounds were louder. The whirring, the groaning, the clanging. And the air had brightened ever so slightly. He could make out more of the details of the maze than he'd been able to just minutes before. He remembered the odd lights he'd observed through the glade window with Newt. The Grievers were close. They had to be.